Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I am Emma.
I am Daniel, and we are excited to share some inspiring news from Burnley College today.
Yes, students there are making a big impact on the future of our aerospace industry.
Can you believe it? Computer science students creating a dashboard that tracks job vacancies and skills gaps in real time.
That is so cool. The dashboard gives a visual report showing employment trends and potential supply chains.
Right, this is part of the Lancashire Advanced Engineering and Manufacturing Watchtower project.
And I see this project is valued at £1 million to support the aerospace sector in Lancashire.
Exactly, the students had to assemble and filter a lot of data to make it user-friendly.
Charlie Glover, an 18-year-old first-year student, was part of the team.
What did he say about the focus of the project?
He mentioned how important it is to understand the impact of the pandemic on the industry.
And to give the industry experts the right information for recovery.
I think it's incredible that students are already contributing to such a big project.
Mackenzie Ingham, 16, is also involved and hopes this helps his career.
He said he's considering cybersecurity as a possible field.
The team received positive feedback from a company CEO who saw a lot of potential.
And they were working with some of the top 50 companies in the country.
Ben Scott, the computing program leader, said the AEM approached Burnley College because of their expertise.
He's proud of how the students exceeded expectations with such a challenging project.
The experience included working with tight deadlines and high expectations.
Which is something you don't normally get in a classroom.
The AEM has big names like Bay, Rolls-Royce and Safran Nacelles.
And it's a collaboration between Lancashire County Council and the Northwest Aerospace Alliance.
This really shows the importance of education and industry partnerships.
These students are setting an example for future aerospace professionals.
That's all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
We'll be back with more updates next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.